There is a slight decrease in new COVID-19 infections today. The state health department is reporting a little more than 1,800 new cases, but the number of deaths is up to 200. Hospitalizations remain on a downward path. Arizona has also surpassed 1 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine that have been administered, and the state says it'll be setting up a mass vaccination center in Tucson. University of Arizona President Robert Robbins delivered a virtual address yesterday discussing the university's partnership with the state and Pima County in distributing COVID-19 vaccinations. Drive-up vaccinations will be made available on the Tucson campus. Robin hopes to push through drive-up distribution capacity to 15 lanes, and Robbins also spoke about how many shots he hopes the program will administer.
The plans are to do 1,500 to 1,600 in a six-hour period. We'll move that to two shifts of 8 hours and increase the capability by having more longer hours to deliver vaccine.
Robbins explained the supply chain of vaccinations from the federal government to the states down to counties. And despite a week-over-week reduction in vaccine supply in Pima County, there's very little control of inventory at the ground level.
This week, we have about 17, 18,000 doses coming to all the pods in Pima County. Last week, it was about 30,000. And they distribute what they get from the federal government.
And this has Robbins concerned. He says the people, place, and patients are in place to vaccinate Pima County residents.
We don't have a demand or a throughput problem. We've got a supply problem.
The U of A distribution pod is scheduled for a soft launch a week from today. It's expected to run at full capacity by February 22nd.